I don't know if this scene is familiar in your home the way it was in mine. Little Johnny is sitting at the dining room table, and his parents are very upset with him because he's not eating his vegetables. And so they're cajoling him, they're urging him, they're suggesting that he eat his vegetables because it's the parents' job to make sure that the kids eat the right things, even if it makes everybody miserable, see? So eventually, after all of this cajoling doesn't work, they resort to commands. Johnny, you're gonna eat that vegetable and you're gonna like it. So at that point, Johnny picks up that yellowish, greenish thing, which is, of course, stone cold by this time, since this war of words has been going on for a while. And he picks it up and he looks at it and he says, "You might be able to make me eat it, but you can't make me like it." Which is why the gospel today struck me as a challenge. Because Jesus says, "I give you a new commandment that you love one another." Now, how do you command love? Right? You can suggest love, you can invite love, you could encourage love. But how can you command someone to love another when you can't even get them to like Brussels sprouts? I think that makes it very clear that what the Bible is talking about when it talks about love is not what our society or our culture thinks about when it thinks about love. See, if love is a commandment, then it can't be something that you fall into and out of. Love is much more like a decision, an action, than it is something that occurs whether you like it or not. If love is a commandment, then it's more than an emotion, secondhand or not. Because emotions can't be commanded. They come and go, willy-nilly. But if there's a love commandment, then it has to be something more than just an emotion that we're having. And if love is a commandment, it has to be something that is beyond what we're feeling at the time. Because you can't command what this feeling is going to arise in your life. It's more than a feeling. So we have to throw out all of the songs and stories that we've heard about love if we're really going to learn how the Bible thinks about love. And when we look at the scripture readings today, I think we're given some very specific suggestions to think about what love, what biblical love, what the love Jesus talks about is all about. We have to, first of all, realize that love is something now. It's something now. And it is something now because we, right now, possess God's love. God doesn't wait to give us love till we deserve it, till after we keep the commandments, till after we get our acts together. God is giving us love today, immediately, now. As the book of Revelation puts it, God makes the divine dwelling among us. And God makes us the people of God, just because God wants to, and God is going to be with us always. And so there's this now of love. because we have received God's love, today we can share it. And there is something about love which is known. As Jesus says in the gospel today, this is how they're going to know that you're my disciples, your love for one another. And so this idea about love is not some kind of sentiment in the heart that you feel very warmly, but it's something that can be known, can be seen, can be recognized. It can be known in how we act and how we behave towards one another, and our willingness to extend kindness, our willingness to be generous. And love is also something new, a new way of being. The book of Revelation says, see, I'm doing something new. There's a new heaven. There's a new earth at work. And so love is not just something we add to our life. It demands a complete reorientation, a complete refiguring of our life. It's not just one more charm on the bracelet, but it's a whole new way of seeing reality. So, love, as any married couple that's made it past honeymoon, or any parent who's raised a child to adulthood can tell, is tough sometimes. It's not this hearts and flowers thing that the songs try to convince of us. It's tough. And we hear in the Bible today that St. Paul says, you know, if you're going to make it to the kingdom of God, it's necessary. He used that very specific word. It's necessary that you go through some stuff. That's a rough translation. Necessary that you go through it. And so we can't use then this criterion of, you know, these warm, gushy feelings that we have in our hearts to know if we have love. We have to use some other criterion. And Jesus tells us what the criterion is. He says it's, well, you're supposed to love one another the way that I loved you. That's how we can tell. Are we loving the way that Jesus loved? And we know how Jesus loved. Greater love than this no one hath than to lay down his life for his friends. So that's how we can use as a yardstick. Are we laying down our lives for one another? Maybe not literally, but laying down our lives in forgiveness, laying down our lives in compassion, laying down our lives and not counting the cost. If we are, then that's how we can tell. Yes, I'm living this Jesus love, this Bible love, this scripture love. So we have then this new way of thinking about what love is. It's something now, it's something known, something new. And obviously it requires a reorientation in our life to think this way. But we also have to remember, it's not just about lunch or work. Love is pretty wonderful. It's what we're made for. It's what makes us happy. It's what fills us with our true self. And so once we experience how loved we are by God, then we in turn can pass it on. Once upon a time, there was an old man who was out in his garden digging holes. He was an old man. He was 70 years old. And his neighbor came up to him and said, what are you doing there? He said, well, I'm planting apple trees. He said, you're planting apple trees? Well, you're not going to live long enough to enjoy these apples. He said, yes, he said, but I thought the other day, I've enjoyed apples my whole life long. because somebody else planted an apple tree. And I thought this was my way of showing my gratitude. Planting an apple tree today so that someone after me can enjoy it as well. Maybe there is one popular song that we can look to for some guidance about love. A song is no song till you sing it. A bell is no bell till you ring it. Love in your heart wasn't put there to stay. Love isn't love till you give it away. Amen.
Amen.